Almighty God, our Father, thou art the light of our lives, and we gather to praise thy great glory. We rejoice in this day, the token of divine grace, and in love we offer it to thee. Bless all who gather here with a sense of thy unfailing presence, and bind us in the love we have known in Christ Jesus, that we may remember this day as ours, because it is truly thine own. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Thus endeth the reading of the Old Testament lesson.
The New Testament lesson is taken from the Epistle to Hebrews. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be swept off your course by all sorts of outlandish teachings. It is good that our souls should gain their strength from the grace of God, and not from scruples about what we eat, which have never done any good to those who were governed by them. Our altar is one from which the priests of the sacred tent have no right to eat. As you know, those animals whose blood is brought as a sin offering by the high priest into the sanctuary have their bodies burnt outside the camp. And therefore Jesus also suffered outside the gate to consecrate the people by his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the shame that he bore. For here we have no permanent home, but we are seekers after the city which is to come. Through Jesus, then, let us continually offer up to God the sacrifice of praise, that is, the tribute of lips which acknowledge his name, and never forget to show kindness and to share what you have with others. For such are the sacrifices which God approves. Amen.